what are the main developments and achievements that you've seen in Riga since last year at MIPIM when we spoke with you?
Since last year, we have some major projects which are still ongoing, but also some new projects. And probably historically, we have the highest volume of investment coming to Riga right now. We combine both public and private investments. Like one of the biggest projects undergoing in Baltics and Latvia specifically is obviously Rail Baltica, which is a significant, huge infrastructure project which will connect with high-speed rail over three Baltic states and the rest of Europe, which is probably worth around 8 to 9 billion euros right now. In addition to that, the new projects that came in is Airport City, which was worth around 300 million euros. So there's hotels, business centers, and logistics parks building around the Riga airport, because Riga is the main hub when it comes to Baltics and also Northern Europe, because you can fly more than 80 direct flights from Riga. And also one of the things we're really proud of as well is this huge territory called Andrisala, which is in the city center. Last year, we were here to find an investor, and we said that we have now one investor committed to invest over 2 billion euros in that project over the next years. This is basically is going to be waterfront, completely new neighborhood within the city center. All in all, through all of those investors, I would say that now it's probably the highest ever volume we've experienced.
That's really fantastic. What new opportunities are you presenting this year at MIPIM, or what type of investors or partners are you after?
We usually come as a city, but also we come with our partners from National Investment Agency and also private developers, which are showcasing very many different projects that they are doing also privately. But if I specifically talk about us as a city, we have this Central Market neighborhood. This is one of UNESCO historical heritage place. I would say an icon of Riga. This is the third largest market in Europe. The fact that Rail Baltica connection will go through that territory, we believe that this will be the next big neighborhood of Riga in the next 10 years. Now it's a bit underdeveloped. It's not as posh area as it could be, given the location and infrastructure it has. So basically, we're talking to investors to look in that area. And we know that few of already existing developers, they're securing land plots in that area because they do believe that the next 10 years is going to be, well, the next big thing of Riga.
And the Rail Baltica project is quite significant and will have implications for the region. How is that being financed and at what stage of development is it?
It's an EU project, so most funding comes from EU. But since initial stage of the project, it became more expensive, significantly more expensive. So there are new sources of funding to come to that. But also at the same time, the significance of the project has increased. For us, it will be easier to travel, and there is talent mobility and all those aspects. And of course, cargo, logistics. But now there is a military element to that. Very important that so part of the financing might even come from military budgets. Riga will be also connected to the central station to the airport, which is interesting because Riga is what I call a big small city. It's big in terms of quality of life it offers to people. You have Michelin restaurants, operas, everything you want in a big city. But it's small in the sense that it takes you maybe 20 minutes drive to the airport.
So you mentioned the military aspect, and there's a lot of focus these days on security in the Baltics and obviously instability in the neighborhood. Does that impact your conversations that you have with investors?
Latvians are always aware of the risks of being a neighbor to Russia. I'm probably more aware than the Western countries. Investors are asking me those questions, but I'm saying, you guys, we knew that all along. For you, it's a shock. That's why you're asking this question. We were preparing all our lives for this event.